All right. Hello, everyone. Hello. Say hello, girls.
Hi. Hello.
Podcast. Oh, you're listening to this on Monday, but yes, it's Thursday on our end. Welcome to podcast day, everyone. This is Robbie Page. I'm excited. It's a new year, but I'm also excited that we have decided,
Oh, well.
Reunited, ignited.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. We'll be back.
To do these girl chat times. This has been, we've revamped our podcast. We've listened to all of you guys and what you love. And so we enjoy doing this. So our Thursday is one of our office days. So Thursday's at 3. Mm-hmm. We are going YouTube live. So hello to all of our YouTube libers.
Yay!
We have some girls watching us record this live, which I personally think it's funnier live than listening to the podcast,
y'all.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm Robbie Page.
Melissa Jeffrion.
Danielle Perkins.
And Callie Atwood.
And we are here to say hello and happy new year.
Happy new year. We've taken, what, a 3-week hiatus?
Uh-huh, we did. So, I mean, they still got a great podcast, though, didn't they? Did we post one? Oh, we didn't? Wait, is that why I got that text that said, when are you bringing your podcast back?
Probably.
Did you get that approved from boss?
Yes,
AKA me?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember. Yeah, we did. We took a 3-week hiatus. Yeah. We all worked from home. We all took a big deep breath. Yeah. It was really, really nice.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Oh, Rocky. My gosh. Y'all, when we tell you, those of you that are not on YouTube Live and you can't see us, when we tell you guys that we're sitting on my couch and Callie's sitting and Melissa's sitting on the ottoman.
Yes.
We're serious. Like, we're serious. Y'all, what is happening to me?
It's three.
But we're literally sitting on the couch having conversations. Mm-hmm. And just for the record, put headphones in or something. So it could be rated R today.
We've had a
very long few weeks. Mm-hmm. We have no agenda today, which means I'm fasting from wine. Callie just had a baby. Mm-hmm. Danielle's trying to sort her hair out. She had a picture and it didn't come out that way, so Karen's trying to fix it. And then Melissa's just fussy.
I love that. Melissa's just Melissa.
She has no reason.
Her eyelid didn't close completely while she was sleeping, and that's what made her fussy.
Yeah, just she's fussy. Look at her. She's like, what the heck are y'all talking about? That. We're talking about how we're all coming to the podcast today, so we just beware. We said Callie just had a baby.
Like, all of us have actual things. You could be like, oh, my left lip is chapped.
I actually have chapstick
on.
Boy.
That wasn't the point. Ours are actual things that have happened. Yeah,
you
we
could
said
be
you're
like,
just fussy.
Oh, you know what? My left nostril hurts.
Fussy today?
You know what? My head hurts right here by my eyebrow. Just like the first 12 hairs right there.
I'm good.
Hey, out of all of us, you look the cutest. I don't know. My new shirt, Callie.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. So Callie brought me, I had to give Melissa a tatan. Do we want to tell them what a tatan is? So all my life growing up, tatatan was, it's your finale. Like the
Christmas
firework
gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, like at 4th of July, everybody waits for the tatatan. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The finale.
So we do that at Christmas. So that being said, I gave Melissa her tatatan on Tuesday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Callie gave me mine today. And you can't see it, but I have two BFFs.
No, it's not Samantha.
No.
No, it's not Samantha.
We love you, though. She's like, me. Love you so much, friend. Here's the thing. They don't know they're my best friends, y'all.
Yet. I mean, one's a make-a-believe character.
I was going to say, one's not even real, so.
But still, I want a shout-out on the show.
All right.
So, one of my BFFs is Kaylee McKinney. And those of you on YouTube Live, can you see my shirt? Can you see my shirt Callie got me for Christmas? And then Beth Dunton. Mm-hmm. Christy Dunning got me a shirt that said somewhere between Proverbs 31 and Beth Dunton is me.
That's also true.
Okay, I want to ask you guys a question. So random. Do we have an agenda? Can I just talk?
No, we have no agenda. Okay. And in fact, you didn't even ask us. Normally, you're like, what are we going to talk about on the podcast?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even ask you today.
I know.
I'm just fed up, so I don't. We're just going to chat.
Okay.
Okay. So what was I going to say?
You had a question.
Oh, I have a question. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to the GIF you wanted to post today, or the meme, whatever it's called, the graphic, the quote, whatever.
Yes.
So we have, along with a few other girls, a text feed that's hashtag the things we wish we could post, right?
Yeah.
So if it was absolutely permissible, what would you guys post? What did you read today?
All the things. No, I'd post all the things.
What nicked my brain today, you had that, or I'm going to post it later, but it says my adult text feeds.
My adult female text feeds are filled with memes and figuring out the crazies in our life.
Yes, yes. What's your favorite?
Oh my gosh.
Number one, would you cuss like Beth Dutton?
I probably would.
I think I would.
I used to cuss like a sailor, so.
Which is so funny because you're so sweet.
I did. My roommate said she was going to put a rubber band on my wrist, and every time I cussed, I had to snap it.
Did that work for you?
I told her to shut up.
what was your favorite word? Don't say it out loud.
Did we
spell
give
it.
A preface? I was going to say, we do the preface with the kiddos. S-H-I-T.
Oh, really?
All the time. Like, there was this poster we found in San Francisco when we went there, and it was of a train that was falling off, and in big block letters it said that word, and my friend said she was going to buy it for me.
Did you just use it randomly?
Just all the time.
It was part of your vocabulary?
Mm-hmm. I was so afraid. I was an elementary school teacher in California. I was so afraid something would happen in the class that it would just pop out of my mouth.
I do love when you say lose your... I love that. When you said I lost my... You still say that. It's funny. You know what? I don't get offended by cussing. I think good moms cuss.
I taught my mom to cuss. I told her that it was funnier.
My mom taught me to cuss.
If you cussed, it made the sentence funnier.
Well,
it
depends.
So she started to cuss all the time.
Hold on. I kind of agree with that. Sometimes it's like Samantha's funny.
Samantha is flat out
funny. Yeah. I think if you're being mean or being mad,
yes,
it's obnoxious. Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah.
I also, now my, like, hi, my name is Robbie Page. Yeah. I'm recovering. F word user. That's my therapy. That's my Xanax or whatever those things are called. And I think that word's funny, but I think sometimes it's used too much. Like was it Gary Vee? I'm like, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. I can't. What was yours, Danielle? Yeah.
I don't know if I had a favorite one.
Just used them all?
I guess so.
You did? Did you cuss?
Yes, some.
Yeah.
Like occasionally. Not a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about you, Kelly? Kelly's like all of them.
All of them. No, the F word.
Me too. Give me a high five.
Yeah.
Me too. Well, the good news is we're not using any of those today, y'all. Mm-hmm. No matter how frustrated we get.
Oh, well.
Back to what we wish we could post. Y'all should see our text feed. It's quite hilarious.
It is funny.
The stuff that we have that we wish we could post about human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's never about people. Like named people, it's about classes and mm-hmm. genres of people. Does that even make sense?
Like mm-hmm. a generalization.
Yeah. Yeah. Generalization. Yeah.
I mean, the memes we find.
They're hilarious. Awesome. And I'm not a good finder. Samantha finds
Samantha,
hilarious
she
ones.
She's really good at all the things.
We need to have Samantha on a podcast. Like that one that just, what was the one? It's been, what you just showed it today.
Yeah. It said,
it's been five days.
It was five solid days. Here's to 2022.
Yes, five solid days.
Oh, boy.
All right, so what are we going to do this summer? Let's talk about summer vacays. What do y'all want to do this summer?
Summer is very far away.
I'm like, summer?
Summer is very far away.
Well, we're supposed to go to St. Lucia in a couple weeks.
Why did you say supposed to?
I don't know what the heck is going on in the United States of America. Are we going to get out of this country?
I agree.
True. Why wouldn't we?
What if...
I'm not so worried about getting out. It's coming back.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if we were leaving the country... Like, if we were driving to Mexico, I think it wouldn't be so bad.
I think St. Lucia is a British country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in 100% lockdown.
No, there's some... It's in the Bahamas, though.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
I love you. I'm just you glad you know how
listen,
to say it.
Listen, I know.
Yeah.
So, Callie
no.
has...
No, no, no.
Let
no.
that one go.
First of all... I can't even remember where the heck we're going, for
true.
One.
She has a hard time with
shenanigans, is what you've been saying.
Yes. I'm like, I don't know where we're going. Shenanigans. I don't know.
Saint Lucia.
No, she said alopecia the other day.
That's right. Where?
So, I don't know.
It's owned by...
Yeah, isn't it British Virgin Island?
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious. We need to look in. Yeah,
it's in the Virgin Islands, everyone. Hey, don't homeschool your kids. So.
I don't mind getting stuck there, but if I'm going to get stuck there, I need to have Riley with me.
Yeah, that's what I told Jared. Yeah. I said, if I'm going to be stuck and need a new home for a while,
I just need my
kids
with me.
It would be St. Lucia, not Mexico.
Well, my mom will have my kids, so they're completely fine. Yeah. She could have them for ever. It's fine.
They'll be fine. They'll never miss you. No, Riley told us last night. Oh gosh, can I tell you guys about my conversation with Riley? Since we've been talking about parenting all day.
Yes.
For those of you, can we show our new intern?
We did.
No, we already did. But there was only a couple on YouTube Live.
He's finally settled.
Oh, watch the beginning. Like, go back to the first minute.
But he's so handsome.
He's so sleepy.
Okay. So we've been talking here in the office all day long about parenting. So last night, you guys, Riley tells me, Mom, have you ever heard of mushrooms? And I said, yes. And I know he wasn't talking about your favorite.
I love Melissa's mushrooms.
Yeah.
Put mushrooms in something and I'm good.
You are. he was listening to Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. And Joe Rogan was talking about them. So he was telling me about these stories. And then, of course, you know, I have to be careful now because we own a cannabis farm. So I can't be all, you know, whatever.
Right.
And so I said, tell me more. And so as he proceeded to tell me, he was telling me all these stories Joe Rogan did. Bottom line is, I said, as with anything, we don't have a cannabis farm so that you can go smoke joints and get high. It's a medical cannabis farm. Mm-hmm. So I was explaining to him. It was such a good conversation. So Reagan's 24. We've had all these conversations. I honestly forget I haven't had these with Riley.
Sure.
Yeah.
Honestly forget. So I said, hey, buddy, let me tell you about two different roads that you can take. And I started talking to him about, because he was talking about dreams. He was talking about mushrooms. He was talking about all those things. And I said, oh, and about when people hear voices, things like that. And I said, hey, buddy, that'll be the rest of your life. There's two roads. You're going to hear voices, period. You're going to have dreams, period. Mm-hmm. And you're going to consume. Even if it's beer, if it's wine, if it's cannabis, whatever, mushrooms.
Yeah.
But you get to choose which road because there's the fruits of the spirit. And then there's great dreams, prophetic dreams, vision dreams, exciting dreams. And then there's nightmares and confusion and weird. Right. Then there's, and I got to walk through that with him, you guys. I said, you'll hear great voices and that's the Holy Spirit. And then you'll hear voices that tell you you're a fool, you're an idiot, you won't amount to nothing. And then there's beer. You can have beer or you can have beer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was so cool, though, because I had forgotten I haven't had that conversation with him. So that led into him asking a whole lot of questions and
I love that
whatnot. But yeah, so my 7-year-old asked me about mushrooms.
I mean,
y'all can laugh. Y'all see that little boy right there?
I know.
He's going to be 17 tomorrow.
But at least he's asking you.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a testament to you.
No kidding. Fact. Well, and it's the true what I always say. You got to respond. Not react.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So anyway, that was my parenting 101 last night. What y'all got with toddlers?
My baby just peed on my face.
Welcome to having a boy.
I literally was not expecting. I was just talking without his diaper on. Stupid move. And just like, that happened.
All over your face.
Yeah.
Funny.
Okay, let's talk about the shows we're watching. Because we had this conversation at lunch.
Literally.
Cut 2 hours later.
Kelly gave us the entire storyline to The Undoing.
Yeah. Okay, so I just started Bridgertons. I'm only on episode 2.
One.
Oh, it's just.
I mean, it's their last name. It's their last name. Bridgerton.
It's not S.
No. Barnes and Noble.
It's all of them, but it's their last name. Their last name's Bridgerton.
Okay, so I'm watching Bridgerton.
Yeah.
I'm on episode 2. And I'm not a huge fan of period pieces.
No,
or,
you're not.
No.
Yeah. And I don't know how to. You told me to turn on the little.
Yes, subtitles.
Subtitles?
Yes.
I don't know how to do that.
I'll show you how to do it. It's easy.
You can explain it, but I won't.
It's very easy.
Don't teach me how to fish.
She wants you to fish for her.
Okay.
So Bridgerton, but how far are you? You've been watching it.
Oh, I'm done.
You're done?
She binged it.
I binged it.
You did just have a baby.
Yeah, I binged it.
Yeah.
She's watched all the shows.
I've watched all the question, shows.
Ask Callie.
Oh, that's what started it. Yeah. Because you found that ad.
You had the email.
My Olive and June email was super clever, and all the main shows that are out right now.
You can't talk to the people on YouTube Live because the podcast won't hear you.
And it had the Bridgertons, the Undoing. Who else?
The
flight attendant, the Queen's Gambit, the Crown, and when I didn't know.
And then the other one.
I didn't know. I don't know.
It's
that
on
one.
HBO Max.
Personality.
I've never seen it before. Like,
no. Oh, what's that?
So anyways. So it was really clever because with each show, it had a shade, like, for each show.
You
got to
tell them about Olive and June because you're obsessed.
Oh, I'm obsessed. Like, even that was probably one of my favorite presents I got. This year for Christmas, Robbie got me the pedicure box, but it came with, like, 11 different nail polishes and all the tools.
It didn't
come
with 11.
I know. She got me, like, the Mac
Give
Daddy.
Give credit where credit is
She
due.
Got me the Mac Daddy whatever. And I was like,
I got
like,
you the big package.
I know. Yeah. And she got me the thing, all the tools that I've been secretly really wanting so badly. And so I've been painting my nails every week a different color. But I get emails from them all the time. And so they had a nail polish shade for each show. And I thought that was so clever. And so that's when Callie said, I've watched every single one of those.
So, almost.
That
yeah.
was such genius
That was
marketing.
Our lunch. Oh, it was. They're so, so clever smart. In their marketing.
So smart.
Like they have stuff like
Olive
that.
Olive and June, whoever does your marketing, give
they're
them
so
a
They're so good. Yeah, or they'll have seriously. Like different celebrities and they'll have all the different shades. Like it's very clever. And then they'll have ones that are like how to keep your nail polish on and all those tips. That was in an email. It wasn't even, I went onto their site. They sent that in an email.
So, I have on their navy right now.
Yeah.
You have on something.
Like Be Cool.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
But that triggered us to the shows, and Callie made a funny and said, oh my gosh, I've watched all of those but one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So Bridgerton, I'm on episode 2. You're done.
I'm done. That's I binged impressive. It.
I think with this winter weather, I kind of want to watch TV. Do y'all do that?
Yes.
I think it's the cold.
I usually watch The Crown on Sundays while I do my laundry.
Are you watching this season?
I haven't started this season
I
yet.
Thought
I went
about
to go
just
start
watching
it.
This season, and that's it.
But they're so good.
I've tried.
Everybody loves
well, okay,
them.
The first season, watch
you
have you to
watched
get...
Outlander.
I know.
That
I
mean, is
it's
completely
slow.
I will, that's yes, different.
Come back to Ellie.
That is completely right. different.
I wanted to you... go to sleep.
I did go to sleep on the plane.
I think I did too.
The Crown is slow.
On the plane.
The Crown is very slow.
We
I
have
just
to give it a couple. But it's so Napa. Good. And this season has Princess Diana.
I know. That's why people have said. So,
you're arguing Outlander.
People have
said.
No, we're talking about the Crown.
We're talking about the plane ride.
I just.
Do y'all remember the days we were on planes?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
But between The Crown and Victoria, I wish Victoria would come back because I like that one a lot better.
Oh, I have thought about watching the princess ones.
The rain one?
Yeah, the rain ones.
I haven't seen
like,
anything about that.
Oh, there's a different.
The Spanish
like
princess.
What do y'all love
Spanish
about
princess?
Period pieces?
Nothing.
No, there's something.
Same Danielle.
Like, we both love, me and Callie are the period pieces. Because we love Pride and Prejudice.
Yes.
We love all those things.
Pride and Prejudice.
Becoming Jane.
Yeah.
All Danielle of and I like to watch. Figure out who
you
killed
who
and why.
You love Living Little Woman.
Yeah, Little Women.
I never watched it. I love you so much. We'll have to watch that one Christmas, okay?
That's okay.
In the Bridgerton, though, what time is that? Because they all wear the same, which I could rock those dresses.
I would say it was the 1800s.
They all wear the same.
Empire.
Underneath the boob.
It's an empire waist is what you're
empire
talking about.
Empire waist.
And it
with
just
the
drops.
Collar and it drops. Yeah. That's my dress.
Yeah, it's an empire waist. It makes everyone look pregnant wearing it.
Well, every dress makes me look pregnant.
No, anyone that wears it.
My problem
it,
spot I, is my belly.
I immediately think if you were pregnant, you could wear that. If you were not pregnant, you could wear that.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. I think every dress makes me look preggers because my tummy.
That's not true.
That's my problem spot.
You rock those sleeveless Athleta ones.
Yeah, I think sideways it made me look pregnant.
No, it does not.
Frontal view, they don't.
No.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so Bridgerton, are you watching it?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
Okay. Okay. Oh, what did I just read? Okay.
I don't know.
I just read that Bridgerton has been viewed in 63 million homes so far, and it's their fifth biggest show that Netflix has ever put out.
That's interesting.
Is that the one where the guy has tried for so long?
What are you talking about?
It's the show you're watching.
No. It's the backstory of it.
The backstory. Oh.
That was the Queen's Gambit.
That's it. What was that? He tried for
how many years? 30 years to get someone to pick it up, but nobody wanted
to pick it up. And it's been in like 64 million people's homes.
That's so fantastic. That's the don't quit. Three feet from gold.
Bridgerton is actually romance novels.
Oh. Well, I bet it has a following then.
Yeah, it's romance novels. I just was on the author's Instagram page.
Okay. So there's Bridgerton, then Undoing.
Yes.
Has any of you guys seen Undoing? Hey, YouTubers watching us live, have you guys seen Undoing? Callie told us the whole show.
Like she gave us from the beginning to the end.
Here's why.
Danielle and I like those kind of shows.
Here's why I did that. I said, The Undoing was, everyone was talking about it. And so I had I was not planning on watching it. And one night I just thought, I'm going to watch the first episode. Well, after the first episode, I was hooked.
There's eight episodes,
There's eight episodes. And so I told the girls, are you going to watch it? Are you going to not? And they said no. And so I said, okay, well, I'll give you the whole plot then. And I told them
the whole thing.
Well, you really tried to just give us a few things. Then we're like, okay, but what about this? And you said, but are you going to watch it? We're like, no. And then you said, okay. Okay, but how did that happen? Are you going to watch it? And then now I want to watch it.
And then after all of it, Robbie's like, yes, I want to watch it.
I like intense shows like that. Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Okay, what are they saying? Just the first episode.
Heather Harger just watched the first episode.
Amy Wolsey said it was fantastic.
Who did? Amy?
Uh-huh. Kristen loves Outlander. Well, I love you.
Who does? Kristen?
William.
Oh, yay. Yeah, I love The Crown and Outlander. Heather said that too.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to watch The Undoing.
Yeah, I just told Robbie because
it's supposed to snow on Sunday. I'll watch shows.
Done. She watched Scandal and she had a hard time with it. And I told her there is a brutal murder scene in The Undoing. And I don't think that I didn't watch it. I closed my eyes every time. But just knowing what you have a hard time with. And so I'm like, well, now you know everything that's going to happen.
But I can close my eyes.
Yes.
I mean, I can fast forward it.
And you know when it's going to come.
I know when it's going to come. I'll just fast forward it.
Yeah.
You called it something. I don't like grisly.
Grisly. Like a grisly. Like gruesome. Murder. Yeah, murder. Like it's like awful and just gory and, you know.
And that's the Undoing.
I'll just not watch that part.
Yeah.
Okay, what about The Flight Attendant? We watched it.
I like that
You
one.
Did too?
I need to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
Danielle, what do you think about Flight Attendant?
How many episodes is it?
I think it's the same. Like eight.
Or 10 or something.
Okay. It's dark humor. So I think it's the humor keeps me like, she's witty and quirky and I like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, we have 2 episodes left. So we're almost done.
I can't believe you passed me.
I know.
I can't believe you watched it without me.
When are you and I going to sit down and watch it? When you're feeding your kids?
No.
Your season's different from my season.
Hold on. This happens to every series we watch. And there was something that we were going to watch, and I said, I love y'all, but I'm going to bypass you.
Kelly's like, I'm not going to take 6 months to watch 8 episodes.
I don't remember.
Big Little Lies.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it was Big Little Lies.
Last year.
Because you two wait until you're together to watch it. Yeah. I'm like, I'm out. I love you two.
Yeah, but I don't know when you and I are going to watch it during the work day.
I'm just saying, like, you totally watched it, though.
I did. Well, like,
only
tonight.
I watched 3.
No, like, last night.
So,
I didn't watch the beginning. I've only
Melissa.
Seen the 3 in the middle.
It's Melissa.
Like, last night, Brian texted me and said, hey, do you want to go to the Argyle basketball game? I said, no, babe. I've got to be night before last night. I said, no, I have to do a business presentation at 7. So he went to the basketball game. Riley went to the basketball game and
So that I watch it. What my house looks
last
like.
Last night was the same way. Tonight, Riley's gone. So Almost an empty nester?
That's fine. It's crazy.
You're giving baths at 7 p.m.
No, I'm putting babies down at 8, and then I don't sit down till 9.
Then you're
going to
leave Brandon and come watch it?
I don't think he'd like that.
No, I don't either. Okay, so what do you love about Flight Attendant?
I love that it's different. Mm-hmm, and actually, what I was thinking with the undoing, does it bother you on Flight Attendant when they flash back to that murder scene?
No.
I asked her that, too.
Because that was a gross one. Like, it was...
You know what it was, but I think in probably a cinematic, is that a word?
Yes.
It looked fake.
Yeah.
Can you see that now?
Yeah.
I think Scandal was like gory.
Oh, The Undoing does not look fake.
Scandal feels very real.
The Undoing is very like, looks legit.
Yeah, no, I don't think that one did.
Yeah.
The first time I was like, oh my God, what happened? And then every time they flash back, it's like you, it's...
Well, because he's talking and all.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I like it. I think, I really like her though. I have followed her for a long time.
Kaylee. Who is she?
Cuoco.
Oh, I would have never. I think Cuoco. Yeah.
I like it. I think it's funny. It's an interesting, funny kind of controversy.
Different.
Yeah.
She's funny. Her friend is funny.
Well, like, and I always try to tell people, sex scenes don't bother me. I know they bother people. I would rather not see a gory murder and watch a sex scene. I'm not watching porn.
Sex scenes don't bother me. They don't bother me either. Like the goriness and that kind of thing.
I can't do that.
No, I'll close my eyes.
Now, then I did ask you though, this is not a true story, right?
No.
Because if it's a true story, I'm out. Because then I can't leave that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No.
So what episode are you on, Danya?
I don't know. We have 2 left.
I love that Jared's watching it with you.
I know. That's what I said.
Hey, it's
Jared's
fair.
Jared's like husband of the year.
Like, I could see Brandon watching it.
Already,
but
we're 7 days in and he's husband of the year.
Well, he will listen to that. I watched Last Chance You with him. And I ask him questions about all the players that are on there.
That's what a great wife
and
does.
So
give me 5.
We watched like a few nights of Last Chance You. And then we watched one of the Thor movies. And then
but all
like,
of our, I don't, I'm not
who
saying anything about
Thor?
Brandon. But Brandon, you and Brandon watch the same thing. Chase and I will watch the same thing. And y'all will.
Yeah, most of the time. Like the morning show, I watch that by myself.
That was so good.
I did watch Bridgerton.
Oh my God, if you guys have not watched the morning show, go watch it.
That was really this time last year.
Callie, watch it. You will like it.
Me too.
The only thing that I didn't like about it is I'm still trying to figure out who's playing
because it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's very...
It is very parallel to real life.
That's the proper way to say it.
Okay, I'm with you. We got it.
Like, I don't know if it was written that way, but it sure does seem that way.
Well, okay, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what happened actually happened.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So that being said, movies that make you go, today.
Oh, gosh, too many right now.
Do we get started on that? Back to the morning show. Yeah. All that went down, y'all. That's no joke. All that went down. You can't help but think there's something behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
Really, kind of like I look at I'm Legend now and I think...
There's way too many movies.
Is that where New York City's headed?
Yeah.
My place. And then I look at The Hunger Games.
House of Cards.
Scandal.
Yes.
It's crazy.
What are some other movies that were like, did y'all... V is for Vendetta.
Vendetta.
You're the one that keeps saying that, right?
Melissa watched that.
That is the one that's the scariest to me. We just finished watching the Hunger Games trilogy, my husband and I. And
I love how you and Brandon are just like, we watched the trilogy today.
No, that's his
new
thing.
Who does that?
No. We watch it at night. Brandon does.
Brandon
can't turn, like, he starts something, he can't turn it off. So he will stay up.
I wonder who that's like.
And I'm like, okay.
Levi.
So,
I love
you. That's his thing right now, is we've watched all the trilogies, all Christmas break. We watched Lord of the Rings, so then we watched this. And it was just so, what's the right word?
Realistic?
It was unnerving.
Familiar?
It was unnerving how very, very real it could be. When you first watch it, I read the books back in 2009 when they came out. I read the first one right away. It was such a... out there,
like fantasy land.
It was such a out there crazy. Dystopian is the whole genre. It's too close for comfort now. And so I think the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And so that kind of takes the fun out of it for me. Because I think, I don't know about this. But
what would you call that, though? Like, I remember I got a lot of messages about The Handmaid's Tale, if it was appropriate or whatever, and I didn't watch it.
Did you finish it?
No. It's still very difficult to watch. But what you just said now, I understand. I don't like when people use religion for discipline.
I don't like that at all. That's why I stopped watching.
But the more I started watching it again... today, not literally today, but in the last 6 months, I'm like,
yeah, it's very real.
This is too close for comfort. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what that is. Like, it's not that I want to shut my eyes to what's going on, because that's definitely not the case.
I would not say that about you.
No, but I think I'm realizing about myself when I sit down and watch something. Because I go so hard all day, I don't want it to be intense and all of these things. Mm-hmm. I want it to be fun and clever and lighthearted and like Emily in Paris.
I'm like, you should really watch it.
That's another good one.
You know, or that I think that's why I like The Flight Attendant, because it's a great storyline and she's funny. And so I don't feel so heavy. I like Brandon is really loving like the unit and different things like that. And I just find myself at night. That's the last, I don't want to watch heavy. I don't want to watch.
Well, because this this group right here, we deal with heavy every day.
Yeah.
Because we, hundreds of women's lives entrust us.
Yeah.
You know, entrust us, is that the right word, Jenny?
Are entrusted to us.
Mm-hmm. So we deal with heavy. We see what's really going on in some marriages and some homes and, you know, what we deal with. We know.
Yeah.
And like, so we don't want to see that a lot of times, you know. We want to just... Emily in Paris is another one that
great.
Is so fun.
It was fun and light.
And maybe you want to live in Manhattan again. Not right now.
And she knows it's in Paris, y'all. She's just talking about a city.
Yeah.
But no, that's why I was like, y'all watch The Undoing. I'll try to find something nice and happy.
Yeah.
You should watch Bridgerton.
I know. Since she started liking it, and I thought, you don't do period pieces.
Yeah.
So if you like it, maybe I should. But okay, I love
you know
the
why
crown,
I like
though.
It? You know why I like it?
Why?
And I don't know, Callie, I don't watch period pieces. This one, to me, is very bright.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what was I saying
the
about it,
the outfits are bright.
It's bright, and it has a twist because it's very modern.
Yes. It has a modern twist. So if you listen to the music that they play, they don't play that period.
Mozart
they're playing.
Waltzy.
They're playing Coldplay.
Okay.
Or they're
okay.
playing like
that's
nowadays
fun. Okay,
music.
Okay. Now I really
want to
watch
but
it.
But it's instrumental.
Okay. That's what
and
it
now
is.
Now I
so
really
want to
have
watch
like
it.
It's just like it's. Yeah. They have fun ways, modern ways of doing things.
And everything, like even though they're wearing those boob dresses or whatever.
Empire waist.
Whatever. everything's colorful.
Yeah.
And the walls are colorful and gold and. Versus those period pieces, I'm like, somebody turn on a light.
Yeah.
They're darker. So they're more
turn
historical.
The fan on.
Well,
like
historical.
There's smoke everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. I told Jared when over Christmas we were watching Lord of the Rings. Well, he was like, babe, what's a very popular movie that you haven't seen? And I was like, gosh, I don't know, because I feel like I've seen all the ones I would want to. I said, well, Lord of the Rings, that's always like shocking to people, especially Brandon.
Very much.
And
to Brandon.
So he was like, well, why don't you want to watch it? I said, I don't do all the old things. Like if it's gray for 3 hours and there's trolls, I'm
They're
out.
Carrying a lamp, a candle, like the candle, and then you see all the dirt floating.
I was like, I feel like it's just dark and gray.
Oh,
and
me too.
Said, that's not what it is. And I was like, okay.
All right, whatever.
Did you feel that way after
you watched it?
It was, like, I'm glad I watched it. It was good. I don't
really
I love need to
Fellowship.
Ever see it again.
If there's like a team spirit,
I mean, I'll never get that time back, but.
It was a good movie.
I've
it
never
was.
Seen those.
If they could just bring out something like Yellowstone again, or just bring out Yellowstone multiple times a year, I think life would be great.
Y'all, this was the year of Yellowstone
thing
at this
is,
house.
I think there are those shows that stay with you.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like for me, nothing has come out or touched Downton Abbey.
I never watched that.
We did watch the first episode when we lived in Manor.
Downton Abbey was...
The best
so good. It was so good. Mad Men was good for me, but not like Downton Abbey.
Brandon liked Mad Men.
Mad Men was great. Mm-hmm. It was such a good, but again, it's another period
it's
piece.
It's a little slow
Okay,
for
so let me ask you all a question. I have to think about it. Like if a show, if I think about a show, I think I like it. If I forget about it, I'm like, eh, maybe I don't like that show.
Sure.
Like for instance, I genuinely think about The Real Housewives.
Well, that's because that's a goal for you. Not to be the Real Housewife, but no, to have but that.
The financial goal, yes. But I think I love to study people so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I genuinely think of The Real Housewives. I'm starting to think of Bridgerton. Like, I want to finish that because I like the characters. Because
you're thinking, oh my gosh, who else has seen this that I can talk to about this?
Emily in Paris is the same way. Yes. Big Little Lies was the same way. I love The Flight Attendant. I need to finish that. I tried to watch that with Brian over the holidays, and he was like, so what's going on? And about the fifth time I paused it, I was like, do you want to watch football?
Do y'all and Brian want, like, do you?
No.
Brian doesn't like stories.
I was trying to figure out, and like, that's why you always, if Jared watches something, if Chase does, if Brandon does, you're always saying, like, wow. I'm thinking, Brian doesn't do that.
No, Brian watches.
Just like Riley.
Yeah, they like documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
Real. They like real.
Chase and I love documentaries, but we'll usually watch it together.
No, he loves documentaries and he loves football.
If it's a sport, because we went and saw Draft Day with him at the movie theater.
Draft Day, Friday Night Lights, all the Field of Dreams. He'll watch those over and over. Okay, if y'all have seen a movie, will you watch it again?
Yeah, well, all the time.
1,000%.
I mean, depends on the movie, but yes.
I mean, if I like all of us,
100%.
Family Stone.
Oh my gosh, it's
every Christmas.
I love it.
I think Christmas is different. Okay, so remove Christmas. Okay. I think that's different because I will watch Buddy and Polar Express. And,
yeah.
I think it's a genetic thing. You still will? Yes. For sure. Because I can sit and watch a movie over and over and over again, and my kids can do the same thing. Like, we watch the
but
Croods.
They're little. That happens. That happens when you're little.
Oh. The mom is like, yes!
That's called being a child.
No, that's a toddler.
That's why the memes are like, I watched Cocomelon for the 500th time today.
No, I saw one today that said, do you feel guilty about the amount of TV your kids watch? Put on the captions. Boom, they're reading.
Okay,
that's funny. That is great.
That's funny.
Boom, they're reading.
No, I mean, because sometimes you guys will say, yeah, we watched this and this movie this weekend. I'm like, didn't you already see that?
Yes. Brandon and I do. We like to watch Chase our favorites. And I do. Like, we just watched The Legend of Bagger Vance. That Brian would like that. That is a great movie about golf.
That is, it is a great movie.
It's just a great story, too.
I wonder if we've seen that.
Robert Redford.
Probably Matt Damon.
I bet we've seen that. Oh. We saw
Matt Damon, Will Smith. I'm so sorry. Will Smith and Charlize Theron.
Yes, we saw that.
That's a great movie.
If it's a sports movie, we've seen
And the boys sat the whole time and
Did
watched
you guys
it.
See,
loved it.
Is it Moneyball?
Yes. We just watched that, too.
Have you seen
Christmas.
Molly's Game?
No, I haven't watched Molly's Game.
I flew somewhere without
you. I told
you
to watch that.
And I always send to Melissa, this is my flight number, what movies are on, and which movie do I watch? If not, I spend the whole time watching
scrolling.
The previews.
Yeah. I told you to watch
and
that
you told
one.
Me, it was really good, y'all. Molly's Game is really good.
I think
good.
it's on something. I'm like, it's on
Jessica
Disney
Chastain.
Disney Plus. Everybody's Disney Plus. All right, well, I can tell you, we're cold today.
Yes.
I'm headed to the lake house tomorrow to finish my... Not finish, just expand my dream board and my goals. And somehow I feel like I have permission at the lake house to curl up and do nothing and watch movies.
You should. It's your happy place.
Yeah. I know. I think I'll do that.
Well, if you guys are ever looking for the right TV show or movie to watch, it seems like we have become your source for those
Sounds
things.
Like it. Movie Review 101. Yes. All right, let's read the comments from our YouTube listeners.
People watched Moneyball. That is a really good movie.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
My precious. Miss Phyllis is awesome.
That's so good.
She said she liked The Undoing.
Okay.
Flight Attendant, yes, it's on HBO Max.
All right, Flight Attendant, yep. All right, well, y'all go watch some of these shows and let us know what you think. And here's the deal. We all like different kind of movies, which is cool, you know, and I think it's okay to say that. I think I'm just staring at Charlie the whole time. I can't even focus.
Out,
look at
buddy.
Him. He's like chin up, open mouth.
That's content. How I sleep.
I know it. It's
and you
so
can
cute.
Sleep anywhere at any time.
That's so good.
Does he sleep like a starfish?
No,
we don't know that yet.
I don't know.
He's still a baby.
No, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes. Well, come back next week with... the TV and movie review.
Yes, the ones that you
let us know what you think.
Yes.
But remember, if of course, catching the podcast is always fun, but we go live on YouTube at 3 o'clock on Thursdays, yes. And that is what you're listening to today. So you'll actually get this podcast alert on Monday.
Yep.
But we record on YouTube Thursdays at 3. And be sure that you catch my morning show, Rise and Shine, at 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah.
So signing off from...
Yeah. Melissa Jeffreyon,
Callie Atwood,
Danielle Perkins,
and Robbie Page. Goodbye to all of our YouTube watchers. We love you guys. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day, you guys. Let me quote Dennis Morton. If you can't be good out there, be careful. I love that he said that.
He's great.
Cody says, no, who says, inhale the bull, exhale the good.
I don't know.
I think that's Maddie.
I was okay. going to say, I've never heard that.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't sound like Cody.
I think that's Maddie.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.